Patagonia wants your underwear. Collection display boxes at the company's stores nationwide encourage customers to drop off their well-worn polyester underwear to be recycled. Company spokesman Michael Crook says he hears consumers' apprehension about parting with their most intimate apparel.
People come in and see the displays and go, what's that all about? And they'll bring in some kind of stinky, smelly, holy thing. And they go, do you want this? They go, yeah, if it's clean, we want it.
Patagonia got into reusables in a big way about a dozen years ago. It marketed fleece jackets made from recycled plastic soda bottles. Reusing underwear is the first step in the company's plan to use 100% recycled materials in its polyester garments. This plays pretty well in Patagonia's Ventura, California headquarters, but not to these rock climbers in Yosemite Valley.
I don't know if I'd want my underwear to be recycled unless they boiled it.
I'm not so sure about it because it really gets smelly after a while. All that, like, synthetic stuff. Would it be smelly again? Would it be smelly when I buy it? Because it's been recycled?
Crook says no. But buyers are technically wearing someone's old underwear.
But you won't know. It'll be brand new, beautiful fiber to you.
Through a new process, Patagonia can produce refurbished polyester fibers using a lot less energy and emitting fewer greenhouse gases. The company can further reduce its costs by using raw materials its customers donate. Spokesman Michael Crook.
We hope that other businesses look at this and go, oh my God, I can reduce my cost of goods and I can do the right thing at the same time.
Not so fast, says the head of the trade group for outdoor products. Frank Hugelmeyer of the Outdoor Industry Association says many smaller companies can't afford to buy into this, at least not yet.
From my experience, it does cost more, and I think that's one of the barriers to it being widely accepted.
And some Patagonia retailers don't believe the company's efforts are even necessary. Shop owners like Dan Berg of La Crosse, Wisconsin say clothing recycling already happens.
And when someone's done with it, more of it goes to Goodwill and down to the secondary and tertiary markets that gets even distributed to third world countries and reused and reused.
Patagonia isn't saying how much it will spend to convince Americans that they can benefit from reuse, only that it will cost the company more. Underwear made from recycled materials will be available in stores in a couple of years. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm James Mills.